the slaying the 300 at Thermopylae, it began. It didn't end at Ford's Theater, it began. It didn't end at Pearl Harbor, it began. It didn't end on 9/11, it began. And here and now, you arrogant and ignorant, evil and foolish, traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic, nothing is ended. You have awakened the American giant and filled us with terrible resolve. Your masks won't silence us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as brutal as ISIS. We beat them all. Freedom is never given. It is earned. It is won. It is fought for. It is taken. So take it.
What will you do after the collapse? Where will you go? How will you and your family survive? Join Jeffrey Prather on March 29th for an extraordinary online event called Calculating the Coming Collapse. During this private online event, you'll learn invaluable strategies to protect your family from what's coming next. To register, visit jeffreyprather.com/CCC. You won't want to miss it. Register before March 15 to save $10.
Wake up. The problem isn't proof, it's prosecution. They stole a presidency, extorted the Supreme Court, abandoned Americans in Afghanistan. Congress beds Chinese spies while torturing jailed patriots. They trash your petitions while pocketing bribes. They ignore your letters while acquiescing to extortion. Public schools are pedoed. Churches, commied. From 99 to 2016, U.S. men's testosterone dropped 30%. These are infiltrated and interdicted inflection points. Your cherished conventions are corrupted. Your precious paradigms shattered. If you say you should be arrested, you're asleep. If you say your head's in the game, you're wrong. Don't tell me you're not a Team America member and ask for TA help. Don't tell me it's not fair. My kids know life's not fair. Easy is over. Make it, hunt it, grow it, or find it. Repeating failed formulas means you're crazy or lazy. Dress in black and infiltrantifa. Pose as a Dem poll watcher. When betrayed, like me, begin again. Or be a good little welfare slave. You get the government you tolerate and the country you deserve. From retired soldier, special agent, and spy, turned whistleblower, warrior. Served and sabotaged, rejected and redeemed, failed and forgiven, betrayed and saved, rejecting revenge, humbled and blessed, repurposed in redemption as chaplain, leader, teacher, and truth teller. Now your intelligence officer, following God, leading my family, and any that choose to join on our long walk to faith and freedom. Welcome. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTZEHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness. Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hotze, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
This is the Prather Brief, and as a reminder, this isn't a news show, it's an intelligence show. I'm your intelligence officer, but occasionally I do get to break news. Remember, I had the honor and privilege of breaking the Roe case actually here on my Brighton TV show. And earlier this week, on another one of my casts, I actually broke the news with Pascal Najadi, the retired Swiss banker and Swiss human rights advocate Astrid Schöckelberger, that his case against the president of Switzerland, a case for the mass mRNA murders, had gone forward criminally, and his civil case had been accepted in the New York Supreme Court, which is really the superior court as well. And at the time that story broke, it had not reached the public and announced it, but it has now come out to the public. And if we have that announcement, we can put that up. But if we don't, that's okay. And also breaking, James O'Keefe, who has been fired from, of course, Veritas, because the big pharma controlling interests have outed him, have now established his own O'Keefe Media Group, which the abbreviation, of course, is OMG, oh my God. And so this is actually good news, too, because this is the resistance building. So there's the Veritas shell company now. It will still have to put out some truth, some information influence operations, even though they've been infiltrated like CNN. Remember, Glenn Beck started on CNN, Fox News, Newsmax, Bannon. But he has his own organization. This is a classic example of building the resistance as they try and squash him down from telling the truth. Another new organization emerges. This is exactly classical what fourth generation resistance movements is, unconventional warfare is about. Of course, I'm never advocating anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or violent, but that's a good sign. On my show yesterday, Source in the Sabotage, Vio Cadet says, it's interesting because through 17 years of process of discovery, Facebook and government collusion was evident. I believe this story needs to be told more. This was my story. This is a very long comment from Rant, but this is, I had Mike McKibben and Doug Gabriel on there from America Intelligence Media, Christians Addicted to Truth. But an excellent comment. A lot of people like that. Also said the Rothschilds and all are products of the Khazarian Kingdom, the Jewish diaspora, which are Jews in name only, but not in DNA. The Talmud didn't come out about until the 15th or 16th century under the Ashkenazi Kabbalah mysticism and supposed mystic rabbis who founded rabbinical Judaism. Now that I'm very familiar with, and I talk about that in my chaplaincy. And I'm very careful about that because I am not going to be a Nazi puppet and say, oh, all the Jews are bad. But certainly the Talmud has been put over by the rabbis who were Pharisees. But I think Doug and Mike gave a good explanation of that, and certainly their explanation of the powers and principalities running this great scheme behind the scenes, including the British Pilgrim Society, was very valuable. I learned a lot there. And chapter 2277 says those two done their homework, enjoyed this very much. But moving on for today, I have a special guest on, of course, was working, trying to expose the election steal, the coup in 2020, which was a parliamentary move because they were just about to debate during the certification of the presidential vote when the J6 false flag crisis was enacted, and that stopped that. That's the real purpose of that. And I'll come back to that later. The next place we tried to stop that was in the 2022 Arizona election. I said Arizona is America's Alamo, and that too was stolen. Been working behind the scenes in Team America Arizona, and all Team America has been working real hard on that. But I've got a special guest, my friend and fellow former law enforcement officer, Mark Fincham, who was running for Secretary of State, is here to discuss his case, because not only did they cheat the election, but now they are actually trying to sanction him and his attorneys. And this is an example of terrorism, really. It's legal terrorism. It's like a crucifixion. You crucify somebody so there will be no resistance, so everyone will else be afraid. But Mark, welcome to the Prather Point.
Thank you, Jeff. They picked on the wrong guy. I ain't going away.
I can tell that, and you have righteous anger. Bring us up to date on how not only have they cheated, but they're also now trying to punish you and the attorneys, the few attorneys that are willing to, such as Dan McCulley as well in your case. And again, I'm talking to you rather than the higher hanging fruit of Carrie Lake, because we really have to start from the bottom up to solve this.
That's right. That's right. So part of this journey, I think I'm really glad that you brought up the resistance and how things kind of sprout up once one is taken down. A good friend of mine by the name of Boone Cutler, he and General Flynn have written this book, and I highly recommend everybody get it. Once you've read through it, you'll be positioned to properly understand that we really are at war. The only thing that isn't flying is bullets right now. Where we're at with my case, we're asking for a new trial, have been asking for a new trial since we first filed the contest. The judge, who's an activist leftist judge, was appointed by Doug Ducey. She, I think, has designs on being elevated throughout the judicial system, perhaps even to a Supreme Court justice. We can't let that happen. This judge didn't even follow the rules that are required under Arizona statutes. So we presented the case that we were calling into question, not just the 120,000 votes that I allegedly lost by, but the entire election to 2.4 million votes in Maricopa County, because there are so many votes that are outside of the chain of custody that have now been commingled with legitimate votes that there's no way to separate them. It's an irredeemably compromised situation. So our case was dismissed. I think Dan did what he could in a very short period of time, because this is a rapid clock. You have 5 days after the election to file. 5 days after that, the opposition has to give you an answer. And within 10 days, you have to have a hearing. All of this is calendar driven, because you've got to get it done, because the people who are supposed to be taking office need to have resolution. Well, the judge had her hearing. The opposition, Adrian Fontes and Katie Hobbs, never filed the required statutory answer. That's a problem, because technically, everything that we said, not technically, factually, everything that we presented, that we had the opportunity to present in our hearing, stands alone. There's no challenge to it. It's as though they admitted that everything we said was true. But strangely enough, the judge spent a lot of time, almost 42 minutes out of our hour, engaged in a discourse with my attorney, and the attorneys for Hobbs and Fontes barely got a word in edgewise. So this was not an unbiased courtroom. This is a judge who was prepared with her answer before she ever heard anything. So it's very clear to me, and in fact, there have been a few people that have come up to me that are on the inside of Arizona politics, and they said, you do know they were never going to let you win. You represent an existential threat to the power brokers and the machinery, the political machinery that is long established and entrenched in the state of Arizona, because you would actually conduct investigations into the complaints and into the grievances that people have about the election process. So, as of 2 days ago, we have filed a motion to reconsider and brought in all of the new and emerging evidence, testimony, because the judge faltered, did not get things done in a timely manner, and opened this up to something called sanctions, which means she wants to order us to pay for the legal time and perhaps some other penalties for the opposition. Well, there's no place in statute that gives her permission to do that. She just took it upon herself. So we filed a motion for reconsideration. We've added new testimony and new information. And now we're waiting to see what the judge says. But we're not going to let this go. We are already preparing an appeal because we're pretty sure that she's going to dismiss the motion to reconsider. And at the end of this whole journey, we're going to find out whether or not we have a judiciary that gives a nit about the actual application of law, or if they're there just to protect the power brokers. Now, one of the things that you mentioned earlier, that Dan McCauley, my attorney, is now being harassed by a handful. They appear to be heterosexual haters. These are gay activist attorneys. In fact, some of them, I'm not even sure that they're really attorneys. They claim to be, but I don't know. Maybe an attorney in another state, but we're having some trouble finding actual bar licenses here in Arizona. But they're attempting to have my attorney disbarred because he's representing me in a contest question. Now, if the Arizona bar permits this, which I suspect they may, that will tell you everything you need to know about the bar. It has now become weaponized, has become the weapon that people are going to use in order to deny individuals representation. Now, case in point, when I was first interested in filing the contest, because we knew that something was terribly wrong with this election. Going into the election, CNN had me 3 points ahead of Adrian Fontes, yet I lose by a point. Okay, CNN's no friend to me. It didn't make sense. And then as news came out about all the people who were basically disenfranchised because they couldn't vote at the voting centers, we had the 19-inch versus the 20-inch paper that was being misread and forced adjudication, manual adjudication. We've got machines that, quite frankly, don't meet the standard for critical infrastructure that were being used. This is Maricopa County's election. It now is notably the worst election ever, not just in the United States, on the planet. So with knowing that there are roughly 500,000 votes that are outside of the law, we are asking for a new, not a new trial, but we're asking for an order from the court to conduct a new election in Maricopa County for all offices that are affected.
So that makes a lot of sense. And of course, the fifth generation warfare, and you know, I know General Flynn, we've spoken at the same events, and Boone stuff is really good too, but the interdiction inflected points of the judiciary of these offices is crucial. According with the DOJ is the same thing as well, but the left always does two things. They weaponize the law. All of them are lawyers, mostly disbarred lawyers, such as the Clintons. And then they use electronic sabotage, which is the right. Voting machines. And then they bring about a crisis like they did just before they were about to debate the certification in 2020. The same thing, a crisis, which is the wrong size of paper. And so what I really want to get people to understand is the pattern, which is really the pattern of activity that shows what they are doing. That's really intelligence as opposed to evidence. And yep. The problem with evidence, so intelligence is analyzed information. Intelligence is fact proven for court. And of course, they don't want to give you a decision because if they do give you a decision, there is precedent. They don't. That's why they don't want to ever have Hillary in court. They don't want to have Hunter in court, because once there's a decision, then there's precedent which can be used against them. And so that this is the difficulty of making this happen. But as you are saying, this is showing the complete compromise of the judiciary. But I'll stop there and let you comment.
No, I think that's exactly right, Jeff. Not only do we have a compromise of the judiciary, it appears very clear that we have a compromise of the Arizona bar. So try this on for size. And this speaks again to the pattern. Nobody wanted to take up my case because they were afraid of what? They were afraid of being reprimanded and disbarred for taking up such a case. Word went out throughout the bar, leave these guys out to dry. Let them just dangle. Let them twist in the wind. So when you have a courageous man like a Dan McCauley come along, who really has a question, it's not just about the voters in Arizona. He wants to know that his vote counted, that his wife's vote counted, that the votes of his children, his family, his friends counted. Now, I have a really hard time believing that that the election was lost by me, just because everybody I talked to, save for one man, one guy, say they voted for me. I mean, even the postal employees near where I live, which the postal union is pretty left, they love me. It's like, we don't believe that you lost. All right, 71%, according to Rasmussen, 71% of Americans don't believe that the election was legit. So when you have attorneys in the system who are fearful of representing an underdog, that speaks to a serious problem. You know, a generation ago, or maybe more, there were people like Clarence Darrow and those sorts of individuals who, it's like, look, I'm a lawyer. Everybody deserves representation when they believe that they have been wronged. That's what the courts are for. Well, the weaponization of even the association where lawyers collect up, that's been weaponized as well. So when you essentially threaten people with, don't take that, don't go there. We now are living in a land of tyranny. You know, it's, I forget who wrote it, but there's a missive that basically goes like, there are things you cannot know. There are things you cannot see. There are things that you are forbidden from hearing. That is the source of tyranny. So I'm with Dan. We're going to fight this. If people want to help us, there's a couple of different ways they can do it. If they want to make a contribution to our legal fund, they can go to votefinchem.com. That's VOTEFINCHEM.com. Or we've launched the Election Fairness Institute, which is a 501c3. The purpose of that, we're going to start pulling public records on people. And we're going to prepare for litigation. When elected officials don't do their job, it's malfeasance, it's misfeasance, maladministration. Those are crimes. And we're not afraid to go into court just average Joes. If the attorney general in the state of Arizona won't do her job, which it is appearing that she's not going to do her job, then it's going to be up to the people. And we are going to interrupt that paradigm where we look to government to do something. No, government's the problem. It's not a solution. We're going to have to do this heavy lift on our own. So if people want to go out to, probably the best place to give is the Election Fairness Institute. And people can just use the URL, goefi.org. That's G-O-E like Edward, F like Frank, I like India, dot O-R-G. So goefi.org. That contribution that you make is going to be spent on doing research and then supporting litigation, depending upon what we find in research. Now, right now we're looking at some money laundering stuff. We're looking at attorneys that may be a part of something that's much larger, but we don't have enough evidence to go into court yet. Right now it's primarily intel, but as we put a case together, then we'll have the opportunity to go to a grand jury. We're just going to sidestep the apparatus of the Attorney General's office because it's abjectly corrupt.
So that's really, really important. I wanna unpack that a little bit. First off, Dan McCulley, if you don't know, is a Vietnam veteran. So you're a law enforcement veteran. I'm a police and military veteran as both. And so that's some of the few, the fearless. And so votefincham.com, I've got that one right. And then EFI.org.
GoEFI.org.
GoEFI.org. So we're getting to the problem here is, so there is the resistance, is you just named two more organizations. So the resistance is building, just like with the Veritas still existing, and O'Keefe comes out with OMG. The resistance is building. Every time they try, it's like mercury. Every time you squash the resistance, it multiplies. And then the other point there is sidestepping the corrupted apparatus that has been interdicted, and beginning to look at the interdictors, the spies, the espionage folks who are doing it. That's really, really crucial, because what I'm saying here to everybody is Mark's got his head in, and Team America Arizona is way behind this. They're doing intelligence. We're sending it to you. You know, we're working with the attorneys, and that's very important. So it is really a ground up level, not high hanging fruit, not MAGA rallies, you know, car rallies, which I've seen, you know, in Tucson many times, and everything. That's not going to work. Or just Trump talking about, hey, I'm going to run against Biden again. That's all interdicted. I'm glad you said that, because I said that at the beginning. The precious paradigms are shattered. They no longer matter. You've got to get your head in the fight and start there. So let's see if we can put up. So some of the people, it has really become the LGBTQ Arizona bar infiltrated thing. And you're saying we're doing research. We're helping you with that research. But if we can put up the one lady here, I think it's Diane. If you can put that graphic up, she is Diane Post. And all of a sudden she's got a JD in Wisconsin, and she's got all of this international travel out of nowhere, including Russia. Well, gosh, I thought the Russians were the rascally Russians, the bad guys, all of a sudden. But she doesn't get her Social Security till the late 60s. So that, for me, as an intelligence officer, that's a big
That's a huge red flag.
She's an intelligence officer. And that's so they can't track her. She's just come out of nowhere. And then we see the reproductive rights, which has nothing to do with reproduction. Even if there's a miscarriage, a lady will eject that naturally. That's how we were designed. It's about killing babies, their obsession with killing babies. And right. So this is an example of what people have to start to do and what you are doing. So to be clear, you're not giving up. We got to take a break here. I hope you can stick around, but you're not giving up, but you're getting in the fight even more, correct?
That's correct. By the way, Ms. Post, I believe, was the beneficiary of some George Soros money for her education as an intel officer.
Way back. Yeah, so this is Jeff Prather interviewing my friend Mark Fincham. We'll be right back with you after this break.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Prather. This is the Prather Point, interviewing my friend and fellow law enforcement officer who was running for Arizona Secretary of State, had his election stolen from him, Mark Fincham. And I want to go back to the January 6th false flag that created a crisis, that created an emergency, so that literally 3 minutes before two representatives issued a vote for motions to suspend the certification, the House members were informed by Capitol Police and other agents that a protest was about to breach the chambers. And it was at this time that the key people, Pence, Pelosi, Schumer, McConnell, can be seen being walked out and escorted. So why was this necessary? The crisis created the motion challenges to halt the certification and begin to voting to look into voting irregularities and fraud. So they said, because they don't want any precedent established. So there's criminal law and civil law, and then precedent is the result of decisions by the law, which is what they avoid with Hillary's servers and Hunter's laptop. They just never let it happen. That's what's happening with Mark's case as well. So it was important to remove that process entirely and continue the fraud to certify the fraud with no detractors on record. And really, Pence was behind this. And I go back to this because it's more familiar to than the fraud that's happened in Arizona. But now let's get Mark, let's come back in and we'll talk about this. And also let's put up Diane Post, because if you can share the screen with that. So she's born in 47, doesn't receive a social security number until 69. Well, that's a clear indication that she's got a legend. She's an intelligence officer with a legend. Gets her JD from University of Wisconsin, no record of being able to certify on the Arizona board. And she has spent a lot of time overseas working human trafficking issues. Well, we know CPS, the FBI have all been involved in human trafficking. We know Hillary's behind that. We know that's an obsession of the abomination of the evil one. And she worked in Central European University, Budapest, Hungary, European Law Intensive Seminar. Where did all those connections come from? Well, they come from the George Soros Management Foundations. And so George Soros, or somebody in her circle, would be the handlers. And then the final straw there is the properties owned, seemingly paid with cash in excess, sometimes triple the value of the property. And this is what we're seeing, the money laundering coming through the cartels. And I'll stop there, Mark, and let you have the floor.
A property sell at 2, 3, 10 times market value right away. But nobody's going to look at that unless you're going through property transfer records looking specifically for money laundering. So that's one of the things that we're trying to put together right now is a singular case where we have the statute that has been violated. We have to make sure that we meet all the elements of the statute. We have a suspect. We have the evidence. And then, of course, we have the opportunity to put that entire fact pattern together and go to a grand jury. Like I said in the earlier segment, our attorney general's office is abjectly corrupt. In fact, one of here's a signal for you. The day that Chris Mayes took office, she disbanded the election integrity unit within the attorney general's office. Jennifer Wright resigned. She was not fired. Brilliant attorney, by the way. Jennifer left the organization, and that was a signal to the counties. We're not going to prosecute anything that has to do with election integrity. If it's basically the Wild West again. So now we have 15 counties that we hope and pray that the supervisors in those counties will take their oath and their duty seriously. One county, for example, which I'm very proud of, Cochise County, you've got two supervisors down there that went toe-to-toe with the Attorney General's office and said, we have the right to verify our election was complete and accurate. It was true. Now, one of the problems that they ran into is Mark Elias and crew rolled into town and threatened to sue everybody. And, of course, the county supervisors trying to be responsible with county resources, they kind of backed off on this. Well, now we have David Stevens, who is the county recorder, has been appointed the elections director because they can't find a qualified elections director. So that means he now will manage both sides of the election, the outbound and the return. Interesting. Well, apparently that's got our favorite target, communist Congressman Raul Grijalva, is all up in arms about that. He's called the DOJ in to make sure that they supervise the elections in Cochise County. Now, a little sleight of hand, when they did the redistricting, he was able to get all of the ports of entry in Arizona into his congressional district. Huh, how about that? So there's another red flag. But again, we go back to the corrupted apparatus of government. The DOJ, I have absolutely no faith in them. Thank God Merrick Garland is not sitting on the Supreme Court. But it's bad enough that he is the U.S. United States Attorney General. So as we start looking at the records that we're going to be pulling, and this is, again, goefi.org. This is the kind of work that we're going to engage in. We need to have a greater number of certifiable document examiners, experts in following the document flow. And one of the ways that would work, I come from the real estate world after I retired from as a police officer, I sold homes for a while, was pretty good at it. But if the cartel sets up a hard money lending entity, they lend the money to the buyer who is working for the cartel to give to the seller. They create a transfer deed. They perhaps might record a mortgage, mortgage deed, something with that property with the county. It all looks like a normal transaction, except everybody in the transaction knows that the mortgage will never be perfected, meaning it will never be paid off because the cartel doesn't care. They're simply trying to flow the money through a property transaction. Now, you have to have some notaries that are involved in this. And of course, you have to have a fairly sophisticated apparatus to identify properties, to have the people that are involved. And right now, we're still trying to put together that case that we can take to the grand jury. But to your point earlier, We can't leave it up to government. I'm at the point now, after serving for 8 years in the House of Representatives, that every institution, from municipal all the way up to the federal government, all three branches of government, every single one has been infiltrated by people who have been very carefully placed to see to it that the power brokers are protected at all costs. You know, folks think that the bureaucracy of government is there to serve the people. No, it's there to protect the bureaucracy.
Very true. And so, of course, the Supreme Court has already been intimidated. I believe Scalia was killed. I know that Esther Salas was going to handle the Epstein case in New York. Her husband and son were shot. Those are extortions. And then, of course, the paid protesters that rotate through all the cities in front of the Supreme Court's house with the junior U.S. Deputy U.S. Marshals who really aren't that familiar with what we're allowed. That's illegal. So you're right. That has all been interdicted completely. And there's something else I want to point out to the audience here that's very important. And because this is and building the resistance is if we are not allowed to bring our cases through the corrupted governmental judicial system, then the resistance continues by building the resistance and looking at these real estate transactions. So when I was a DEA special agent in Nogales, Arizona for 10 years, we had a map of the other side of the border. And we said, okay, this is a stash house, this is a prep house, this is a surveillance house. And then I had my informants on the border on this side. Some of them were cowboys as well. So we had all that mapped out because the cartel, and I did cross-border operations where I went with the FEOs, the Federale Police, into the prep houses, total underground parking garages that had been filled with cocaine. And so mapping all that out is what you're talking about, is mapping out the criminal cartels' influence into America to map the battlefield. That's intelligence preparation of the battle space. And so that's building the resistance because our intelligence apparatus, DHS, FBI, they are not Border Patrol. They're not going to do the job. We have to do the job. And that's what you're talking about beginning to do. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, you know, one of the things that I think is going on, as long as you bring up the border, we got so many eyes on this thing now that even the Democrats, and I'm not talking about the posers that are in office, I'm talking about registered Democrat voters want to know what the hell is going on the southern border. Why is fentanyl flowing through our streets like a flood? Why are we seeing fentanyl, the number one killer of young adults right now, number one. Tell me that we don't have a problem on the border. And then we've got Mayorkas, who lies to Congress every time he opens his mouth. We have a secure border. No, it's interestingly enough, the cartel has operational control of our border well inside the United States boundary. And they don't let anybody get by without paying tribute, period. And you don't pay tribute,
the cartel. The cartels controlled the plazas. In my day, a plaza or cost $1 million. A Federale commander would come in, pay $1 million, bring in his own guys, and then everybody would pay a mordida, a little bite, to come through there. And there now, really, it's, well, the fentanyl is really coming from China. I differentiate, that's really just a bioweapon. It's shipped to the western coast of Mexico, then brought up. Right. So it looks like it's coming through the Mexican cartels, but that's really a straight bioweapon as opposed to the criminal cartels running heroin and cocaine and marijuana as well. But let's come back to Grijalva for a second, because people may think, well, isn't it just politics? I don't have to get involved. So remember when I talked about Uvalde, that why did they have all the 40 law enforcement guys with a long gun standing outside? Later, and the meme there, the mimetic warfare, was that guys with guns, good guys with guns, even cops, can't stop bad guys with guns in a school. That was the mimetic warfare. I showed the clip where the two guys were watching Ramos go into the school. Then later on, Adelita Grijalva, Grijalva's daughter, I believe, was school board meeting in Tucson and said, we don't need more school security this year because there were 40 cops with long guns who couldn't stop anything. That is the kinetic outcome of the mimetic warfare right. in Uvalde. And so, and when Americans figure out what they've done in Ultra, MK Ultra, Ukraine, and Uvalde, they will string them up from street lamps.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, this is, again, going back to fifth generation warfare. This is messaging. It's PSYOP. It's the PSY Act. You know, my good friend Senator Borelli says, if you're sitting at a poker table and you haven't figured out who the mark is within a couple of minutes, you're it. So the American people are the target audience. And the whole point of this is to marginalize people. So you separate them, you tribalize them, you dehumanize them. And then the next step in that, you start killing people. And that's what I'm very afraid of, that we've got people in this country. Think about this for a minute. Our countrymen are wrongfully accused of something that was a simulation, sitting, rotting in jail for a couple of years now because of Nancy Pelosi, Mike Pence, Chuck Schumer, and Mitch McConnell. Now, people might not make that connection, but here's what the crux of the J6 thing is. Both the House and the Senate have a sergeant at arms who report directly to either the Speaker House or to the officer of the Senate, the presiding officer of the Senate. Who are those people? Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi. The sergeant at arms controls that building, the particular side that they're responsible for. How the hell did magnetically locked doors get opened without the sergeant at arms knowing about it? How did they have staffing to usher people into the building? So let's kind of take a step back from that for a moment to make your point about the PSYOP. That was actually a PSY Act. The PSYOP came in advance. Oh, there's going to be big trouble. There's going to be big trouble. There's going to be 1.2 million people are going to descend on the Capitol. There's going to be big trouble. That's the PSYOP. The PSY Act was you had a malicious destruction of property. Maybe, I don't know, 300, 400, 500 people engaged in acting stupid in front of the Capitol. But that's all it was. It was a malicious destruction of property. Then on the backside of that, you had the overt action of opening the doors and ushering people into the building to enhance the narrative a little bit. Now, the silly part of this is, if you really think that a rabble of 400 or 500 people are going to overthrow the United States government, you need to set the crack pipe down. That is not what happened here. What we saw was political theater that was very well planned, very well orchestrated. My friend Ivan Rinklin, I mean, he's got the timeline for all the meetings that happened leading up to this, including Nancy Pelosi's son, Ray Epps, all of those key players to make sure that everything was in place. And then we've got the video of people changing clothes from black to Trump clothing. Political theater. That's all that was. And it just breaks my heart to know that my countrymen on both sides of this, that we've got jailers who are holding political prisoners. That just breaks my heart. So that tells me just how abjectly corrupt the federal government is and how it cannot be trusted for anything. Now, let's bring that down to the state government. We've got an attorney general here who is more interested in threatening a county recorder and a county board of supervisors over inspecting ballots and comparing them with machine tabulation than she is with actually looking at, did somebody engage in active theft of an election? Well, in 2020, we saw a coup. What happened in 2022? We didn't see a coup, but I think we saw a theft. 500,000 ballots outside of the law when every contest that was up for grabs was under 120,000 votes or less. They had to make sure that they protected the status quo, that the paradigm was kept intact. One of my favorite movies was years ago, The Sting, with Robert Redford and Paul Newman. Rule number one, never give up the con. And that's what we're seeing now.
I like that a lot. That's very well said, and I like that new term, PSIOC. I'm an old PSIOPer from 4th PSIOP group, and I didn't know that term, but I will add that to my vocabulary. And I think we've got the letter going against Tom Crosby, another brave Patriot official, if we can put that up as well. And this really, to me, speaks to the granularity of their attack. They're actually asking the DOJ to go down to a county level. And why they want to do that granularity is because they are afraid. They are scared right. of us.
We're they over
want
the
to
target.
Say this is power. Yeah, that's right. Yes. And I don't know if we have that letter, if we can put that up, but we do have that. I'll certainly put that up on my Patreon and locals later, also with Vote Fincham and go EFI.org as well. But what I really like about this is that we all learn so much more in defeat. I tell this to my kids in the dojo, is you're going to fail a lot more than you're going to succeed. But that's where you're going to really learn the lessons. And so in this defeat, you have learned so much more, and you are really, and of course, you're never going to give up. I know your righteous anger. You know, we talk about this all the time, and it's bringing you more into the fight, and it's brought me back into the fight even more, and it's going to bring everybody else into the fight. And this is how we are going to win. Of course, scripture, I won't go into that here, but scripture is becoming literally true. The mark and the patent, the 666 and Luciferus and all that as well is very key to all of this. So we're running out of time. I'll let you wrap up here with where you see this going and where you want folks in Arizona and in America focus next.
Okay. First of all, I want to make sure that people understand these lawsuits, Carrie Lake's case, my case, Abe Hamady. These are not, while we're the contestants, these are about the disenfranchisement of voters. I want to be very clear about that. The tens of thousands, if not over 100,000 voters that couldn't exercise their franchise under the 14th Amendment on election day, November 8th, 2022. That opportunity, I pray, is not lost forever, but right now it appears that it is lost forever, that their voices were silenced. Now, in Arizona, we've got to have some pressure on the legislature to see to it that, and I would, when I say pressure, I'm talking about encouragement. I'm not talking about demands. Demands kind of go in the circular file. Encourage your policymakers. Even the Democrats, reach out to them and say, you know, if you ever want to exercise any meaningful power, you're going to have to be part of the solution. You're going to have to acknowledge, recognize, and do something about election fairness, about election fraud. Just standing there and denying that it exists, you're not even credible. Again, Rasmussen says 71% of Americans don't believe the 2022 election in Maricopa County was legit. That's really hard to govern a nation. And if that ends up being a contagion across this land, which it's already there. You look at Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan. The people ain't going to have none of it. And we are getting to that place, that inflection point that you talk about, where I don't think that the old school paradigm is going to last long. We've got to have meaningful reforms in elections, in election law. And then we've got to have people who have a moral compass that isn't fractured, who will actually follow the law. So if people want to help us, they can go to goefi.org. And what would really be great, $20 gift once a month, let it run.
Well, thanks, Mark. This is great news. Thanks for being with us. Remember to fear not, God bless, keep the faith and hold fast. We will win this, but freedom is never given. It is taken. So take it.